This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue our study now of the great question that Christianity is the religion of biblical authority. We have just been noting in the time preceding that there are various false standards which people use by which to evaluate their religious practices. And I take up today where we left off last time. There is another false standard to which I wish to call your attention. That is that some people believe what might be termed just common sense is the objective standard. That is, the means by which to evaluate whether or not they are right with God. Such people hold that one can just sort of figure out by rational thought what to do without any revelation from God. But this simply is not the case. The prophet Jeremiah makes it clear that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. The writer Proverbs makes it clear that men are not to lean on their own understanding, but are to trust in the Lord with all their hearts. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. We trust in the Lord by trusting in the revelation which He has given. That revelation, of course, is the Bible. And this is done and by recognizing and submitting to that true objective standard, that is the Bible, which God has given to man. This is made clear in such passages as James chapter 2, verse 24, which says, "You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." It is indeed strange that so many will preach that sinners are saved by faith alone, when the Bible plainly and unequivocally declares that such is not the case. Also, we find in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, that in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith working through love. I sometimes hear preachers say that there are no works at all involved in salvation. And yet here Paul makes clear that we are saved by faith working through love. So faith must work. And further we find in John chapter 6, verse 28 and 29, that faith itself is a work. This is the work of God, that you believe. And so you see, if all works were eliminated, then faith itself would be eliminated. But the Bible makes clear that without faith you cannot be saved. Hebrews 11 and 6, John chapter 8, verse 24. And so you see, the true objective standard, which is the Bible, makes clear that we must submit our lives to the will of God in obedience. Simply placing your hand over your heart and saying, "I trust Jesus to save me," is not sufficient. And so it is a false standard to say that simply by common sense we can know that we are saved. We do have to use our intelligence. We have to reason correctly about what the Bible says. But it is not enough to merely do this separate and apart from the sacred revelation which is the Bible. Now another false standard is, one in which some people believe and base their salvation upon, they believe that formal creeds are the standards. You know, there are many religious groups which publish books setting out the official positions of the respective group on various religious questions. Now, for some people, these creedal statements constitute the objective, authoritative standard. In fact, if one were to reject that creedal statement, they would not be recognized in good standing by the particular religious group which has published the standard. And therefore, we must recognize that the Bible itself is the one and only standard acceptable to God. It's been good to have you with us today. Be back tomorrow when we continue this very important study.